You're watching Notepad. I'm your host, Ibrahim Sani. With the content services on the rise, streaming services on the rise, and some of them actually at a very low price point, a lot of consumers are now thinking about just dropping the whole piracy notion and going for paid services altogether. However, piracy still remains to be a big concern, not just for the streaming services, but for broadcasters like Astro, for instance. So joining us for this evening is a good friend of mine, the equity research analyst at CGS CIMB, who looks at the media sector, Kamarul Anwar. How are you, Kamarul?
I am good, Ibrahim. How are you this morning?
Fantastic. I've been reading your analyst report and it's a pretty good read, not just because you put a buy call on Astro, but generally speaking, it's actually quite a refreshing read to see how the intricacies of the media sector works. It's kind of strange. I am in the media sector and sometimes I don't even understand how this sector behaves. But before we jump into the whole piracy conversation, let's talk about the landscape that we're in right now, particularly in Malaysia, how the media sector operates, and where does piracy fit in that sense?
Definitely, the media powerhouse in Malaysia is confined to the broadcasting space, meaning, you know, coming from the satellite medium. And also, you know, we have our free-to-air players, but we don't have a lot of streaming players right now because, you know, Malaysia doesn't have the scale. We have tried with some of with some streaming services, but a lot of them they can't expand regionally, and the streaming business requires scale. It's not just regional but also global as well. So currently, for the streaming space, it is going to be occupied by the international players. We already have Netflix that came in 2016. And then we just had Disney coming in with Disney Plus Hotstar in June. Coming over the next, you know, 12 to 24 months, we're going to see even more streaming players coming in. And Astro has committed to bring in up to 15 streaming services. Bringing in meaning as in they become the distributor for the streaming services into the Malaysian market. They plan to bring up to 15. We know that Warner Media plans to bring HBO Max sometime next year. And there could be even more, you know, from the Hollywood studio giants. There could be more even from the Chinese giants and also the other regional players and also streaming services that want to focus on sports content.
Yeah, Kamarul, I just want to understand a little bit better because the price point, as I mentioned earlier, is quite low. I have the 4K family service from Netflix for 55 ringgit. I'm having my mother at least is paying the Astro full package at 200 plus ringgit. We've seen how Apple bundles their Apple One product, some as low as 10 ringgit a month, but it can go up to 50 ringgit. Generally speaking, we're talking about quite low prices, right? And of course, when you look at all the kind of services that, say, for instance, Astro brings, 49 ringgit for the starter pack. For the super pack goes up to 120 ringgit. I'm just surprised that people still opt for piracy. So how prevalent is piracy right now vis-a-vis people paying for services?
Okay, piracy has always been a problem in Malaysia. I don't know if you remember this. Back in the 90s, a lot of media companies and even the government put out PSAs saying that, okay, we should stop piracy and all that. So piracy has been very rampant. And even during the DVD days, every shop lots will have a local pirated DVD store, uncle selling DVDs. So it has always been a prevalent issue. And then over the past few years, since a lot of the major Hollywood studios churning out content on the streaming space, and the streaming services are not available in Malaysia. So for a lot of these, you know, Hollywood aficionados or people who prefer international content, their choice of, their recourse to watch all these shows that are not available in Malaysia is only through streaming. And now, with digital media becoming very prevalent, the cost of obtaining pirated content is practically zero. They just have to pay, for the internet bills. So piracy has always been a major issue in Malaysia. And also, like, you know, for you to say that, okay, some streaming services, you say that it's quite cheap and all that, but for most, I mean, I wouldn't say for most, but for a lot of Malaysians, it's still a very expensive undertaking for them, simply because, you know, cost of living is creeping up over the past few years for Malaysians. And then, you know, like, there's a Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? You have to cover your physiological needs first before you obtain, you know, the more aspirational needs, like, you know, philosophical needs and your self-esteem and whatnot. So if you can't even cover your physiological needs, then there will be even less room for, you know, for expenses on entertainment and media. So that's why, piracy is very prevalent in Malaysia.
All right. We need to understand also the trajectory of things. Is piracy on the rise? Is it on the decline? Are people taking up streaming services, paying streaming services? Or is it flatlining? Where do we see the trend moving towards?
Okay. We don't know for sure the exact figure for piracy. Like, I mean, your parent company, Astro, estimated in 2019 that Malaysian media industry forfeited about 2.3 billion ringgit worth of revenue and sales to piracy. So we can only estimate that, you know, the figure should be higher because there were more cord cutting over the since you know the study was released, and you know more people have lost their jobs. Purchasing power has become weaker and weaker by the year. You know, the ringgit has become weaker as well. So it could be on the rise currently. But the good thing is, you know, again, your parent company is doing all this, you know, streaming bundling strategy. So the hope is that, you know, okay, I did say about like piracy is prevalent in Malaysia because Malaysians do not have the purchasing power. But there are plenty of people who can afford legal services. They just, you know, they just are very cavalier towards piracy. So, you know, like, you know, all these people who toot Starbucks latte and drink Starbucks latte every day, they definitely can afford legal services. But still, I mean, you know, if you can get it cheap, then they definitely would want something cheaper lah. So Astro's strategy of bundling all these streaming services also comes with you know, lower price points. You know, like say like a Disney Plus Hotstar. If you subscribe to Disney Plus Hotstar separately from Astro, it costs you 54.90 ringgit for 3 months, or an average of 18.30 ringgit a month. But if you subscribe it through Astro, you only got paying 5 ringgit a month effectively for Disney Plus Hotstar. And you know, like with all the other streaming services that are coming, you know, like okay, say HBO Go currently is free for all movie spec subscribers. And we can only assume that the other streaming subscription services that are coming later will be offered at a lower price through Astro.
It seems like there's two segments here. People who can't afford and therefore they go for pirated content. People who can afford but they need to change their consumer behavior.
Yeah.
Does this mean that addressing or tackling one group over the other requires a lot of rethinking process? Because if you can't afford and therefore you pirate, there's nothing much you can do because of the issue of, as you put it, Maslow economy, Maslow theory of needs. You know, put food on the table first, then we go for Netflix, right? Or then we go for Astro. That's, of course, it's an easy kind of problem to dismantle. The, I guess, trickier problem to dismantle is this. If you're looking at the higher end of M40 and the T20, if they can spend latte every now and then, but they can't, you know, dish out 18, 15 ringgit a month for a proper content thing, then it's a modulation of behavior. One idea that I'm thinking of is to modulate this kind of behavior is to present to them a really good value proposition where you have a single bill and you have a big name, let's say Astro, and then you put all the streaming services under this big name and everything is falling under a single UI, and a single search bar, and you can search all the content from it. Wouldn't this be such a compelling move to get them on board? Because we've tried the enforcement bit, nothing works. We've been trying enforcing for the past 20, 30 years. You know, piracy, I mean, we're talking about Maslow theory of needs. Even in the policing world, you know, policing piracy content is like, I don't know, item number 300 for the police. So it's not really working for the enforcement bit. So do you think that this could be the holy grail, the silver bullet for us to actually resolve the whole piracy issue?
Okay, you asked a very long question, so I'm going to answer in a very long response as well. So yeah, I agree with you. You know, there are two sets of problems that we have to tackle here. One is the consumer behavior of the upper end of the Malaysian society, and then secondly, you know, the income issue for the lower end of the society, which makes up the majority of Malaysians, by the way. So for the top end or the higher end of the Malaysian income households, definitely yeah, you Astro or you know media players the onus is on media players, you know, to help change the consumer behavior, because back then, okay, yeah, the Malaysian consumers have legitimate grouses because they did say that back then, okay, there's no new shows that are playing in the international channels that are available in Malaysia, or that, you know, that there's always reruns only, and they want new content, fresh content, and they want it in the on-demand format. So okay, now Astro is bringing in all the streaming services, and refreshing their distribution lineup and all that. So yeah, the onus is on Astro to do that, but also the responsibility falls as well on the consumers. You know, you've been complaining and grumbling over the years, and Astro is bringing in all these things. So you have, you know, to change your consumer. You have to change your mindset. No longer that, you know, you can go torrent and all that, because there's no excuse for you to evade the legal services. I mean, just like I pointed out earlier that, you know, an average subscription cost for Disney Plus is like Disney Plus Hotstar is 18 ringgit 30 cents a month. You buy a Starbucks latte that will cost at least about the same price as Disney Plus Hotstar, and sometimes for some of you, you can even drink like two cups of latte at Starbucks every day. You know, so I mean, there's no harm, you know, like cutting out one or two latte just to get Disney Plus Hotstar. You can drink Nescafe; it's only like a few cents, you know, per cup. You know, for the bigger issue right now here is the ones who cannot afford legal services, and you know, my heart goes out to them, you know, like, because most of them can't even afford, you know, getting the right nutrition and all that. Because Malaysians, you know, the amount of protein
consume
is even lower than the OECD average. And then and for most of the protein source that we take is chicken, because, you know, beef is expensive, lamb is expensive. So there's no variety in our protein intake. That's just protein, you know, we do skip, you know, vegetables and all that. So we don't have enough nutrition, and then, you know, for even like for some children in other states outside of KL, there's even cases of stunting right now, and apparently it's already proven that the cases of stunting in Malaysia is even worse than in some African countries. So my heart goes out to all of them, you know. In this case of a lower income, is the onus is definitely on the government, you know, to help raise the income right now. You know, like in the 12th Malaysia plan, they did say that that Malaysia is aspiring to increase the share of employees' compensation to GDP to 40% right now, and currently it's about 30%. But we have to remember again, 2 years ago, former finance minister Lim Guan Eng revealed that, you know, our shadow economy is about 20% of the size of the GDP. So if we put back the number, the amount of the shadow economy into the GDP denominator, actually, like, the share of compensation to GDP is actually even lower than 30%. So it shows that our purchasing power is actually weak. And then also, and then just to give an example, a couple of years ago, CGS-CIMB did a report on cigarette affordability, because back then, like when British American Tobacco and all these cigarette players kept on saying talking about illegal cigarettes, illicit cigarettes, no one ever asked why illicit cigarettes became prevalent in the first place. So CGS-CIMB research came out with a report to verify that, you know, the issue stems from low income. So we did a study comparing Malaysians' minimum wage, and then compare it to the price of our local cigarettes, and to show like how long it takes for a minimum wage worker to earn enough salary to buy a pack of local cigarettes. And then we compare it with a few other countries in the region, like say Indonesia, Philippines, Thailand, and then we compare it with countries that have high cigarette prices, like the UK, the US.
Yeah, I have that particular chart. If you can put the chart in right now, because I did read about this some years ago, and this is a very interesting chart to look at. It basically shows that we have to work a lot more to get a pack of illegal cigarettes. And maybe, you know, something like this can be done for the media sector as well, because I think the issue is relevant. I'm not saying that the media sector is as nasty as the tobacco sector, but it kind of shows the motivation of why a person consumes piracy items, in this case media content, in the previous case tobacco. It's much, much more deep-seated, deep-rooted, and not as easy to split or discuss as previously thought. But moving forward, do you think that this is an issue of wage? This is not an issue of content or pricing or any of the other things. The issue at hand right now is that Malaysians are not earning enough. Do you think that that is the mega issue that we need to be addressing right now?
That is a main issue specifically for the Malaysian government, or the society needs to address. Because even if you say that Malaysians say that Malaysian media content is weak and all that, the reason that it's weak or it doesn't meet the urbanite standards is because we don't have the budget to churn out high quality production in the first place. So these are the ones, all these people who are toting their Starbucks lattes and all that, then they kept on making fun of Malaysian content, but they never supported Malaysian content or Malaysian media companies in the first place. So, I'm going to give you an example here. Astro spends about, 1.2 billion ringgit to 1.7 billion ringgit a year on content. But, that is content, that is total content. It includes the sporting content and also international content. But legal for local content, they only spend about 25% to 33% of their annual budget every year. So that will be about 250 million ringgit to 490 million ringgit. But compare that with a single episode of Squid Game. It costs about 15 million euros to 20 million euros. That's about 75 million to 98 million ringgit per episode. With the allocation for Astro, the allocation of local content from Astro, you can't even cover the whole 9 episode for Squid Game, and Astro is allocating this budget for local content for a dozen of round the clock channels and even movies. So definitely, the issue here is that Malaysia needs to address the low income issue first, and then from there will be a trickle-down effect on the media industry. But the problem is right now, I don't think there's even any point for me to point out that Netflix is more expensive for Malaysians compared to people outside of Malaysia, because right now Malaysians can't even afford the basic needs, the basic physiological needs, like food. They can't even, a lot of them can't even afford buying their own place or renting their own place. They have to share with two or three people just to be able to have a roof above their heads. So that is a major issue right now.
All right. We'll go for one short break. When we come back, we'll conclude our conversation with Kamarul Anwar, CGS-CIMB. Thanks for staying on with us. I have with me Kamarul Anwar, the equity analyst for the media sector at CGS-CIMB. Kamarul, we don't have much time left, but maybe you can touch a little bit more about content creation. You alluded to a little bit just now before the break. There was an interview that was done by the chief content officer of Netflix as well as the co-CEO. He holds those two posts, Ted Sarandos. He was talking about the kind of infrastructure investment that requires a lot of money, but at the same time that dwarfs the kind of money that Netflix puts in for content creation. Do you feel that the private equity sector, that the private institutions, that, state-owned enterprises, for instance, has to jump in and fund this sector and help content creators create super good content? Because we've seen how this has worked for the Korean entertainment business and how it has shaped Korean culture globally. And the trickle-down effect, when we talk about trickle-down effects, that's like Korean fried food, K-pop, you name it, right? Do you feel that now is an opportunity for us to get more private money into this space to help us, you know, broadcast the kind of culture that Malaysia has?
Okay, for private institutions, definitely that, you know, for them to undertake any endeavor, they will always have the issue, returns and profits in mind. But you know, if it's uneconomical for a lot of players to come in and make money in Malaysian entertainment industry, I don't see there's any point for a lot of players to come in. We already have Astro as it is right now. So, I mean, Malaysia is a very small market. So there needs to be limited player because there's not much cake for pie for to be distributed. So the Astro has already filled the niche for every entertainment need already. But you know, in Malaysia for content production, I agree with you that, you know, like the example of Korean content that you pointed out. The local entertainment scene needs, you know, the government support. It's not just from funding, but also, you know, from giving the good tax breaks, providing good legislator. You know, right now, with a very strict censorship content and all that, I don't know whether it's conducive, you know, for local filmmakers to come up with very compelling content, because there's just way too many restrictions currently.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it needs to be said, because Korean industry was actually aided quite substantially by the government institutions as well. Before we conclude this conversation, do you want to share some predictions that you have when it comes to the media sector?
My the nature of my job is I'm an equity research analyst, so we look at stocks and companies' financials. For us at CGS-CIMB Research, we are hopeful that, you know, Astro's digital convergence strategy, whereby they gather all these streaming services into one umbrella of a mega streaming service under Astro banner, could be the catalyst to breed to generate interest among the lab subscribers and people who frequented to illegal streaming sites but actually can afford legal services to come back to the Astro fold. So we are hopeful that, you know, beginning next financial year onwards, there will be top line growth in Astro, and also with that top line growth to Astro, it essentially is a win for the whole media industry in Malaysia.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. That was Kamarul Anwar, the equity research analyst at CGS CIMB in the media sector. If you've missed any part of this interview, just head on to Astro Awani. Look for Notepad over there. You can also look for CGS CIMB, or you can look for Kamarul Anwar himself, all on our website. Until then, thanks very much for watching and goodbye. Kamarul, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Ibrahim.